Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat-run El Paso, Texas, and their city council's Claudia Rodriguez admitted during a private phone conversation last month that the mayor was directed by the Biden administration not to declare a state of emergency, even as the invasion of humanity at the southern border warranted the emergency help. The city is spending $300,000 a day of taxpayer money in dealing with the illegal immigration caused by President Biden's open border policy. Microsoft Corporation announced layoffs of roughly 1,000 employees this week, becoming the latest tech company to show signs of concerns about future demand. Microsoft, which employs about 200,000 people, said it was making the cuts as part of a regular adjustment at the start of its fiscal year. A recent report by accounting firm KPMG found 51% of CEOs polled said they are considering workplace reductions in the next 6 months. Microsoft is scheduled to release quarterly earnings in exactly 1 week. With winter fast approaching, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz ordered Germany's three remaining nuclear power plants to remain in operation until April. Germany had relied on Russia for energy. That has since been cut off by Vladimir Putin and sabotage to the underwater pipeline. Vice Chancellor and Economic Minister Robert Habeck of the Green Party approves of the plan, shows how desperate Germany has become. We were hoping to know the fourth team to join the Final Four in baseball's chase for the World Series. Mother Nature had other plans. Monday night's rainout has Game 5 this afternoon between the New York Yankees and Cleveland. Game 1 of the National League Championship Series takes place tonight between Philadelphia and San Diego. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Striking truckers used tractor trailers to block the exits at New England's largest wholesale foods distributor Monday and prevented some employees from leaving, resulting in as many as 20 arrests. More than 400 Teamster Union members arrived at the Cisco facility in Plimpton, Massachusetts in the early morning and blocked the exits. The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories. Four people were stabbed, including one fatally, over a span of about 90 minutes at multiple locations Monday morning in Long Beach, California. A homeless suspect was arrested at the scene of the third stabbing near the beach while in possession of the knife. A spokesman for the Long Beach Police Department said detectives are still trying to tie the pieces together. A young boy was mauled and dragged away by a bear while playing in his grandparents' garden in Connecticut on Sunday. James Butler, the boy's grandfather who uses a wheelchair, tried to discourage the attack by throwing a metal pipe at the animal. A neighbor also tried to scare the animal away with the pipe. A short time later, state police and officers from the Department of Energy fatally shot the bear. The child was taken to the hospital for treatment for a wounded thigh, claw marks on his back, bites on his foot and ankle. He is expected to recover. USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, also, don't forget the movie, The Real Anthony Fauci, this documentary. Poof, I'm telling you, it will... it's going to blow your mind, I mean, to see what's going on, because what is happening right now is America's eyes are opening up ever so slowly. You may say, well, it is about time. Well, sometimes it has to get this bad for people to realize that their eyes are not lying to them, that this is in fact occurring. And when you see the Real Anthony Fauci movie.com, that's where you go to sign up, and you can see it free. And as Jeff Hayes says, we're gonna play a little cat and mouse, because they're doing everything they can to block this movie, to get in the way, call it Russian disinformation, do everything they can, because that's what the left does. It's what the bureaucracy does. It doesn't like the exposure that this this movie is going to bring. I mean, it's all based on the best-selling book from Robert Kennedy Jr., the one about the real Anthony Fauci. It's called Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Get ready to have your mind blown. With us right now is Dr. Carol Lieberman to talk about, the president's got a birthday coming up about 3 weeks after the midterms. And the Democrats are walking softly about this. I don't know that they're going to roll out a big cake with 80 birthday candles and probably light up the Capitol building or something. Could cause some problems. But there's a lot of consternation about the president's 80th birthday, especially in light of his obvious cognitive decline. Dr. Carol Lieberman, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you so much. Fine, thank you.
Well, his 80th birthday. So did you check and see, what he wanted for his birthday so we could send him a gift?
He wants a brain.
If I only had a brain, huh?
Right.
Well, we laugh about it, but this is so serious because, we were talking about this earlier, that here he casually throws out that we're at, on the verge of nuclear Armageddon. And yes, the way he spit that out, it was like, wait a minute, are you disconnected from reality? First of all, you're the president of the United States, the number one country on the planet today, and you toss out and basically invite Putin to start hitting buttons.
Yes, absolutely. It really, I want to say that, of course, the 80th birthday is giving us another opportunity to talk about his mental decline. But it really, and I have been talking about this since he was running for president in the basement, and talking about trying to warn people about encroaching dementia that I saw. But it isn't really an age thing. There are people who are 100. Yes. Who have more brain power than Biden. It really is dementia. It really is a kind of dementia, whether it's Alzheimer's or more likely vascular dementia. But it is something, and he is not getting it treated. I mean, you can't cure dementia, but you can slow the process down. There are ways to do that, but he's not getting any treatment, apparently. I mean, I think we would know about it. Maybe not.
Well, he's got to get something, though, Carol, doesn't he? I mean, you know better than I do, but there's got to be something to prop him up. Because, he comes, they refer to it as an occasional gaffe, but they're worse than gaffes, and they're consistent. I mean, looking for dead people, trying to shake hands that are not there. He doesn't know to go left or go right off stage. He walks in circles and wanders.
Yes. Something has to be done. I mean, really, what has to be done is the 25th Amendment, and I've been saying that for ages. Actually, I wrote an op-ed inviting him to take a cognitive test that I give as an expert witness and a forensic psychiatrist for cases where somebody's cognitive ability or their competency is in question, such as kids fighting over a parent's will, for example, and one of them is trying to say, well, he wasn't competent when he signed this will and gave you the money. So, so I know the things to look for, and we see all the symptoms. There's memory problems that have been going on for a long time and just getting worse. There is emotional volatility, when he sort of just calls out things. There is the possibility of hallucinations when he's looking for people, shaking hands with people who aren't there. There are several different symptoms, typical symptoms. But the worst is he does not have analytic ability. His analytic brain power, his analytic thinking is gone, and that is a serious symptom of dementia. And this was demonstrated best when he had the debacle in Afghanistan, because analytic or abstract thinking is when you can hold various scenarios, various strategies in your brain at the same time, and he can't do that. So, for example, chess players can do that. They're very good at that. They think of various strategies, and they are able to take it down the line and think, well, if I do this, they're going to do this, and then if I do that. I mean, they can take it many, many steps down the line. Now, with Biden, since he doesn't have that, he had this one plan for Afghanistan, and when the Taliban didn't cooperate, he had no other plans, no other strategies that he had been holding in his mind, and then he didn't listen to his advisors, and we know what a debacle that turned into. And then that started the dominoes falling down, because then world leaders, starting with Putin, realized, wait a second, this guy really is in bad shape. Nobody's leading America, so I'm going to do what I want to do. And then he invaded Ukraine, and now China and North Korea and Iran, all of the world, all of our enemies are seeing this is the moment to hit.
Exactly. Well, and China has announced, or at least Blinken has announced, that China has moved up their timetable to take over Taiwan. Full stop.
Uh-huh. Yes. I mean, and why haven't we used the 25th Amendment? If there was ever a time or a president where this would fit, and especially after he got COVID, that could have been the way to graciously get him out using the 25th Amendment, saying that, he had it twice. He probably has long COVID. And saying, in other words, to not embarrass him as much as it would be to, and he wouldn't admit it anyway, that he has dementia, but to use the excuse of his having had COVID, which of course gives you brain fog, and possibly long COVID gives you even worse brain fog. That would have been the time, or that now is the time. You can still use that to get him out without as much embarrassment.
Caroline, I think part of the problem is that people think, okay, Joe Biden is gone. Kamala Harris, is she much better?
Yes, she is not.
I mean, if there could be a package deal and that could not bring you Nancy Pelosi, I don't know. only because I'm not cognitively impaired to the point that I can't look down the road here and start seeing what happens with the chairs. And when the music stops, who do you end up with, right? So it's like we go from bad to worse and worse yet, even.
Well, yes, and Nancy Pelosi's interesting trip to China, or to Taiwan.
Yes.
You know, that, I think, was set up for her to look presidential. You know, I mean, why did she have to go to Taiwan at this particular moment?
Well, her son has particular interests in Taiwan,
well,
too.
Yes,
that's another story.
Yes.
More from Carol Lieberman after this. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Carol Lieberman continues with us. She's America's psychiatrist, best-selling award-winning author. And before we get back and talk about Joe Biden and the birthday coming up that has Democrats weak in the knees, you know, for many reasons, the fact that their policies are not working, the fact that we got midterm elections, and we've got a present and obvious cognitive decline, I do want to address that October is Bullying Prevention Month. It's interesting, Carol, that we're talking about this in light of the international bullying of one Vladimir Putin.
Yes, even you know, his being the bully, he would answer that saying that he's the one being bullied, right?
Well, of course.
Yes, if that's his paranoia. Yes, you know, I mean, the thing is that we really, you know, it's so amazing to me because and troubling because Americans are just walking around thinking about, you know, when they're going to think about inflation or when they're going to get their next latte or, you know, daily sort of things that you, the average thing, just things that you think about when and not taking, not paying any attention anymore. Oh, is that war still going on? You know, Ukraine and Russia. Oh, is Putin really saying, oh, it's just a boy who cried wolf saying he's going to use nuclear weapons? Well, that's not true because, you know, he has written about this story. We may have spoken about it, about the, his encounter with a rat when he was a little boy.
He was
very poor, and did we, and he lived in war-torn Leningrad, and so his entertainment for the children in these poverty stricken apartments were to chase and kill rats. And he had an episode where he was chasing a big rat and he thought he was going to get it. He had the rat in a corner. And just when he thought he was going to be able to kill the rat jumped up on him. Instead of continuing to just scurry around the corner, it jumped up on him. And he barely was able to close the door on the rat and save himself. And so he said that this experience taught him you know, never to get cornered or never to think that, you know, the thing that you do if you get cornered is to surprise the enemy, like the rat surprised him. And so using nuclear weapons, you know, is the surprise. And I think we need to, and the problem going back to Biden, the problem is that Biden really doesn't know how to deal with things that aren't even surprises, no less. I mean, he's just totally lost with this, and apparently he's not listening to his advisors, or at least not the ones who know about intelligence and so on, you know, like what happened in Afghanistan.
So well, either he's not listening, or the group of advisors that he has with him are worse off than he is, you know, and that's the scary part of it all, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it's mainly Obama and
Valerie Jarrett and all those. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
The same cast of characters.
Yes. So we know that they are hoping to destroy America, and they have been destroying America in various ways. But, you know, but the idea of, I mean, letting Putin use a nuclear weapon, I mean, how are they not going to be destroyed as well with the...
It's mutual destruction. Sure. That's right. Go ahead.
Actually, I just recorded my latest podcast for my terrorist therapist show yesterday, and I talked about, you know, this threat of nuclear war and how do you know about how Biden and the government has spent millions and millions of dollars just recently on anti-radiation pills, and New York has this PSA. Telling people what to do if, you know, if radiation comes, if there's a nuclear war. I mean, you know, it's like they're just a fait accompli, almost for them.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, even Donald Trump warned him that the statement that he made about this pending nuclear holocaust, that this was dangerous on many levels. And I think most people would agree that, you know, it's okay for people to see the gun, but you don't need to take it out of your holster and wave it in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Yes. It, you know, it's just like the statement that he made several months ago about, dear God, please get this man out of there. Or to that effect, you know, get him dethroned in Russia. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
yes.
And that's the exact thing that Putin fears, you know, that his paranoia about being dethroned, so to speak. So that's another, you know, challenge that Biden, and Biden just said that in an offhanded way. Like he just, you know, it's almost like he doesn't realize that he's the president, like that the things that he says, you know, the world listens to.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's not in the Senate. He's not some crazy Uncle Joe in the Senate where he could get away with this kind of silliness because they just send him off the corner and he can go smell somebody else's hair. But no, he's the president of the United States. He can't do that. Yet, to your point, it was the Post that reported that the U.S. had bought $290 million in anti-radiation drugs amid Putin's nuke threats. So $200 million in anti-radiation, who's that going to take care of?
Yes. Now, you know, you could look at it. Is this just is he trying to get more money to big pharma like the vaccines?
Well, of course.
Or, you know, or is this really something that he's telling us, you know, we should be worrying about or we should be that he's preparing us for? Not that we should be worrying, but like Trump gave us, you know, started the companies, you know, making vaccines, not that he
the operation, the operation warp, the operation warp speed.
Right. Right.
Well, that was forward thinking. And this is probably one of the few forward thinking things that Joe Biden has ever come up with, because usually he's very reactive. Like he was, you know, for like we talked about earlier, you know, for over a year, he saw Russians, you know, mounting up, you know, military personnel and supplies and a supply line. To tell you that they were not there just to, you know, roast some s'mores on an open fire.
Yes. Do you know what they're doing in Ukraine in anticipation of a possible of nuclear weapons? They are making arrangements on social media for a for orgies when that when when the warning sign is sounded, people have already signed up. There are 15,000 people on one website who have signed up for an orgy in one place. And then there are other websites, other places on social media where you can sign up for orgies if they, you know, when they ring the buzzer that Putin has sent a nuclear weapon. Now, that's
No, I have not seen that. And, you know, it's like, boy, you read some interesting magazines or something like this. I've not heard about that. But, you know, hey, look, you can't put anything past humanity. You know, if we're, you know, we've already been used like lab rats anyway for the last 2.5 years. You know, why not? You know, I guess just better than kissing your back end goodbye, I guess, as some would suggest. One final note here. Obviously, there's been a lot of discussion about Kanye West's mental health that you addressed. Of course, Kanye, now known as Ye. And, of course, you know, just having fun with people, particularly the Black Lives Matter folks with his you know, T-shirt line that says White Lives Matter. I thought that was, you know, he's such a unique character, and only he can get away with that kind of stuff. You know, he's having so much fun. If he's dealing with some mental health disorders, like maybe more people are going to say, hey, I want some of that stuff too, you know, just for fun.
Well, you know, the T-shirt that said White Lives Matter was really fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why. I know some people got all bent out of shape about it, but white lives do matter, as do all colors of lives.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, the truth is that he is mentally ill. Excuse me, he is mentally ill. Starting in 2016, he had his first break for manic depressive illness.
Yeah, we only got about 15 seconds left here,
okay,
Carol.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Know, I just,
to be continued.
No, that there is treatment for that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Carol Lieberman, she is America's favorite psychiatrist. Thank you, Carol.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Those words from Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University, they were made shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary. The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston University at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News Tuesday morning.
This is classic gain-of-function research, and it should be banned. There is no room for it in society. We've already endured enough with the last pandemic.
Game one of the National League Championship Series starts tonight with the Phillies and Padres playing baseball in San Diego. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, Bill. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, look, I was going back and reading a column that you wrote, which I thought was very appropriate this week because it's been a question. You know, Columbus Day came and went with kind of a thud. You know, because of this Indigenous Day and what they've done with this part of history, I just had a sense of sadness, if I might be vulnerable in sharing that with you, because maybe, I don't know, have I just been so fully indoctrinated as a kid that I'm just not aware of the new America that we live in that cancels people that have had such an impact on our history?
Yeah, it's amazing. And really the larger point is to cancel America, right? At least as we understand it. And of course, people on the left will scream at their radio when they hear that, but against America as it was envisioned. I mean, this is about the fundamental transformation of America. To quote Barack Obama, as Obama famously put it in 2008. And Columbus, I mean, you think about it, Bill. What kind of a nation and its people cancel the man who discovered it?
I mean, yes.
It's just completely crazy. And you could lay out your litany of sins against Columbus and his personal flaws and foibles, but who isn't flawed, right? You know, liberals, but
exactly.
The first among you cast the first stone, okay?
Right.
Woodrow Wilson, yeah. Margaret Sanger, right? Even Martin Luther King Jr., right? His record with women, right? Everybody's flawed. But we're not going to cancel MLK Day, right?
No. And we're certainly not going to, go and attack Rosa Parks either. I mean, we're all humanoids.
Right.
We all have issues. And as you said, the interesting thing is here this country wants to pivot to a theory And whether it's critical race theory, anything that has to do with the disassembling of this great American idea and Marxism. And here we've got Black Lives Matter now fully exposed, you know, for who they are. And you go, why are you surprised? This is what Marxists do. They, you know, the ones who are in power are the ones that are ingratiated. They take care of themselves at the expense of everybody else. And then, you know, this is what cracked me up. I don't know if you saw this video or not, but Miss Colors was on a Facebook, and she was Facebooking when Candace Owens happened to be outside her house with a camera crew. She was all upset, and I'm thinking, boy, is this rich with irony. Here the left and people like her have been hounding conservatives, whether their chief justice's house, threatening them with their lives, listening to the likes of, you know, what's her name out of Los Angeles, you know, losing her mind saying, oh, we've got to confront them where they eat and where they walk and, you know, where they live and Maxine Waters. And it's like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And now here you have a camera crew and little bitty Candace Owens. Boy, I'll tell you, I there's no doubt. I think if Candace Owens was knocking outside my door, I'd probably be in the fetal position myself as well. Because she just is probably the most threatening woman I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Well, Candace Owens needs to go there because CNN's not going to, and MSNBC isn't going to, the New York Times isn't going to go out there. And look, for, you know, for your sort of woke BLM supporters, you know, the founder of BLM, Patrice Cullors, she's very flawed too. I mean, you know, in fact, her Marxist icon, she calls herself a Marxist, Karl Marx. You and I have talked about this, Bill, a number of times. Marx was a racist. I mean, Marx used the N-word, right? You know, why are they not canceling Karl Marx, of all things? To bring this back to Christopher Columbus, and then, in fact, let me take this further. If you want to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day, which is what the left has been trying to do since literally 1992, which was the 500th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of America, now President Biden comes forward in 2021, 2022, and formally proclaims Indigenous Peoples Day on the same day as Columbus Day. And I got a message for you here too. In terms of these indigenous peoples, you know, they're not exactly idyllic and pure either. I mean, there were Native American Indian tribes who owned black slaves. Look it up.
Right.
Look it up. It's true.
It's the history of humanity. Whoever you conquer becomes subservient to you from day one of human history, right? So why is this such a surprise?
And one of the only humans, right, fully human and fully divine, who sought to redeem and change all of this was Jesus Christ. And Columbus was the one who led to the bringing of Christianity to America, to this continent.
Exactly.
In fact, long before Plymouth Rock and Jamestown and the Arabella, 1620, 1630, Columbus and people from Spain were settling Florida. I mean, really, the oldest church in America is in St. Augustine in Florida.
Going back
to the 1520s. Was Columbus not perfect with these people? Of course, he was human. But he brought to them something far better and far redeeming, Christianity, okay? And yes, I will say this as a Christian, proudly. All right, then whatever it was that the Cherokee and the Iroquois were doing, and sorry for my religious viewpoint there, but that's where I'm coming from. I'm not going to apologize for being a Christian. I would much rather do what Jesus would do than do what Marx would do, or
Amen.
Do what
right.
What even Columbus would do, right? So Columbus at least brought to the Western world, or at least to the United States territory, America, North America, something that was of much greater value.
Exactly. And here it is. I mean, time in history has proven that to be the case. But now we've got these wokistas that have come along and are challenging this. And it's amazing that here we are, Paul. You know, this country was founded in a sense, to be, you know, our founding fathers wanted to be sensitive that majority did not rule. It wasn't that might made right. You know, we were going to listen to all, you know, to all opinions and let us all participate in this grand experiment. But now what we have is we have a rule by a minority. And it's amazing to me the damage that they've been able to wreak upon this country. You know, it's just been unbelievable. And then they've been able to do this with impunity. And meanwhile, you know, we have, you know, we have people that go to Washington, D.C. and go, wait a minute, there's something bogus about this election. And, you know, how many do we still have in jail right now in solitary confinement without due process? You know, because of this political hit job. And this is driving me nuts, I got to tell you, Paul, is these politicians, and it is primarily the Democrats. Yes, there's some, you know, there's some scourge on some Republicans as well, as we're realizing, because I was saying this the other day, is we can be thankful for Donald Trump whether you want to or not, but you can be thankful for the fact that he has brought this into the light. He has exposed, you know, the Democrats. He's exposed the deep state. He's exposed these people that have hijacked our country, hijacked our Constitution. And here we are. We're in near peril. We've got a president talking about we're at the verge of a nuclear Armageddon. And he talks about it in a way like, you know, it's like he and Fetterman somehow must be connected mentally, if I can, you know, bring these two into focus at the same time, because they have no connection with reality. I mean, he says it. Joe Biden says that we're on the verge of a nuclear holocaust, as if he says, hey, you got some more ice cream? You know, help me.
Well, it's a very serious situation. By the way, he's saying this ironically on the 60th anniversary almost of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Right.
Which was
October 1962. And I think the better question here is, if we are on the verge of something like that, a nuclear exchange, do we have the right man in the White House to be dealing with this right
exactly.
now? Right. To quote Lloyd Benson
exactly.
and Dan Quayle, right? Joe Biden, you're no
yes.
Jack Kennedy.
Right, exactly. No, you're exactly right, and that is a recurring thought as well that I've had, and the audience is aware of this, Paul. We've said the same thing. Do you have confidence that Joe Biden is the one to lead us out of the mess that we've gotten ourselves into, from inflation to open borders and now a near nuclear Armageddon? Unbelievable. We've got Dr. Paul Kengor with us. This conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, my good friend Dr. Paul Kengor, continues with us. Paul, again, thank you, you know, for the history lesson and helping us understand, you know, what's been happening. I mean, this is the purposeful dismantling and the transformation that Barack Obama had announced to the world and to America. And many Americans, just were kind of, as they would say, he lied to us, you know, bought into that narrative, hope and change. You know, so we've gone from the hope and change which ended up being empty, 8 years of Barack Obama. I mean, tell me where hope and change, where there was any positive outcome from that administration that you could say, wow, I'm sure glad that Barack Obama was president of the United States because he really advanced the cause for this great American idea. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be, you know, as ideologically fixed as it may sound, but I'm just asking the question. So we go from Barack Obama, Obama, Biden. Now we go to Biden, Harris, and now we have less hope and the change. Although he says, he makes the announcement the other day, he says nobody has done more than any other president in the history of America. Now, he might be right in that, but in terms of doing more, it isn't more in terms of advancing the cause of the American idea as much as it is destroying the cause of the American idea. Is that fair?
Well, you know, Obama said back in that speech, right, in October 2008, and it was like 4 or 5 days away from the election. I'm trying to think where it was. And he said, simply, we are 4 or 5 days, whatever the number was, days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. And I'll never forget, Bill, how these people just sort of like clapping seals behind them were just like, whoa, 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 as if they're not even, as if Obama could have said, frankly, probably anything at that moment. And they were so taken by the cult of Obama that they probably would have clapped for anything. But I was reminded later of my friend Michael Knowles, who said, he gave a speech where he was talking about this, and he said, you know, you don't fundamentally transform something that you love.
Right? Exactly.
He said, I wouldn't turn to my lovely wife and say, honey, I love you. You're wonderful. But I want to fundamentally transform you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, perfect.
Most candidates in presidential elections, you know, want to fix things that are broken, call for changes, but fundamentally transform. Well, why would you want to fundamentally transform something that has been, to quote Ronald Reagan and John Winthrop aboard the Arabella in 1630, right? A shining city upon a hill. It's not perfect, which is why you fix the things that are not perfect. But there's been no greater system or country ever, which is why this is the greatest melting pot in the history of the world. And it was discovered by Columbus. Why would you? Now I can understand too. Wanting to acknowledge and even celebrate the good things about the indigenous peoples who lived in North America, or as actually as Biden said in his original proclamation, Hawaiians, Alaskans. He's going way outside of like the territorial east coast of the United States proper, whatever it would have been. So you can acknowledge their contributions, but to want to supplant, replace your discoverer in his day with instead Indigenous Peoples Day, that erases the very discovery of America, and instead seeks to elevate and replace it with what was here before.
Exactly.
What was here before was not America. So you're really seeking an erasure, right? By replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. And of course, as we know, this whole diversity ruse by the left, when they talk about diversity, they don't really mean diversity, right? They mean race, gender, sexual orientation. And as I said in my piece for American Spectator, happy Western Civ Day, recommending that we create an actual Western Civ Day, boy, where are these liberals? Why are they not celebrating? They're leaving out LGBTQ people in Indigenous Peoples Day, right? Surely there are some gay Cherokees out there, right? Surely there are some Apache boys who didn't want to go chase buffaloes with bows and arrows and wanted to stay back home at the teepee and sew Indian dolls, right? Are we leaving out gender identity confused? Gender dysphoria, Iroquois here of all things? So it's probably only a matter of time, and people are probably laughing and thinking I'm being outrageous. Wait till the LGBTQ lobby gets a hold of that proclamation that says, really here, Mr. President, you are leaving out LGBTQ. There probably were gay Native Americans here, sir.
Right.
And
exactly.
It'll only be a matter of time before someone like Joe Biden, who apparently now does anything that the left suggests, from reversing himself on the Hyde Amendment to whatever else he had once supported for over 40 years, they'll probably come marching right along and just do whatever they say, no matter how absurd it is. And to erase Columbus, is absurd.
Right. Well, and this is purposeful because this is what Marxism does. This is what the communists, the Marxist socialists do, is they take over history. They rewrite history because if they can get you to forget your past, then they can control your future. We know this time and time again. We know it historically. And so this is what's happening. And we cannot be stooges and just allow them to steal it. Because in a sense, it's a spiritual issue, Paul, as we talked about, because what you do is you are, in a sense, you are disclaiming your birthright.
Yeah,
and we know how God feels about disclaiming your birthright.
Right. And in fact, another kind of symbol of this, you and I have talked about this before, the founder of the California Mission, right? Saint Junipero Serra, who was another Spaniard, and he's the one that brought Christianity to the West Coast. Those famous missions up and down the West Coast, people who are really illiterate don't know that words like Ventura, California come from Saint Bonaventure. Right? Santa Barbara comes from Saint Barbara.
Saint Barbara,
right?
Yep, exactly.
Los Angeles, right? Santa Clara, St. Clair, San Francisco, right? That's St. Francis. On and on and on. And what are they doing in California? All these names, right? All these missions, they're literally tearing down throughout California the statues of St. Junipero Serra, who Pope Francis canonized. I thought the liberals liked Pope Francis. Right? They're tearing that down. And again, it's because of alleged mistreatment of Native Americans. And when people like me and you say, but they brought Christianity to the region, for a lot of these people on the secular left, that's their greatest sin of all, that they brought Christianity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Native Americans had their own gods, right? Mm. They had their own spirits. You know, to quote Harry Hay, the founding gay communist, right? They had their two spirits philosophy, right? And, mm. and then you know, Sterra and Columbus come along and ruin it all by bringing in the gospel of Christ, those genocidal masters. And so they, by canceling them, it is, whether they realize it or not, and some of them do, they're also seeking to cancel that very Christian legacy, patrimony that has built this country.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Paul, we got about 3 minutes left. I did want to talk a little bit about the midterm elections. You're right there in the heat of it. You know, some have called Pennsylvania the headquarters for voter fraud. And we see what's happening with John Fetterman, how he's avoided any kind of debate. I think the debate finally with Dr. Oz will be taking place shortly here. And you saw the interview that he had with CNN, and no, it was MSNBC, which I thought was pretty honest on their part, which, you know, I was kind of shocked to see how objective they were in reporting how that interview went and what Fetterman needed in order to understand and to even speak to the issue. I mean, wow, this was pretty scary. And I got to think that I think most people in Pennsylvania would be weary. I mean, you hate the Republicans and the ideas of the Republican Party so much so that you're willing to put, somebody short of being robotic in to represent you.
Yeah, in fact, you know, we use the phrase cognitively challenged for Joe Biden. And in the case of Fetterman, well, it's literally true. And I don't mean that in a mean way. He had a stroke. And he has trouble speaking. He has trouble thinking. Bill, he wants to use a teleprompter during his actual debate with Oz.
Yeah.
And I mean, that has to make his supporters question whether or not he has the literal mental fitness and capacity to be a senator. Right. If he can't even debate, if he goes to interviews on the campaign trail and has to read from his laptop because he has trouble speaking, I feel bad for the guy. Now, you know, ideologically, I'm totally against him. He's a Bernie Sanders Democrat. You know, he's not some kind of union guy. Right. He's actually a Bernie Sanders Democrat. Read my piece for American Spectator. It's called Meet John Fetterman, America's weirdest STEMIC candidate ever. He's a really strange guy in so many ways, but the polls, Real Clear Politics, has the difference at 3.7. Fetterman leading still somehow, amazingly, but that's very much within the margin of error, given what should be a higher Republican turnout than Democratic turnout in Pennsylvania. So this is a very tight and very important race that could decide the U.S. Senate.
Paul, based on what you're recording, you know, the polls are prejudiced. We understand that. But again, my sense in my travels and interaction with people all over the country is that this red wave, which was predicted earlier, I believe is unstoppable. And the media and its entire cabal is doing everything they can to stop this red wave from happening. And I just think that the challenges, the self-inflicted wounds of the Democratic Party are so inarguable that this has to happen. If it doesn't happen, then, you know, game over.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase.